Good afternoon, everybody. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am Hannah. I am taking a sub spot today. I was my usual show is at 11 a.m. on Fridays, but couldn't make it this time around, so here I am. Today is a very special episode. We've got a two-hour special, me and Isaac of Hour to Kill.
Hello.
It's me, it's Isaac. I picked some songs too. Are we gonna be like switching back and forth, or kind of your block and then my block?
I guess I'll just play what I've got so far,
We'll keep it freeform.
We'll keep it freeform, exactly. Yeah, I mean, the set list today, it's not very coherent. I don't know what I would call the theme of it, but it's all good stuff. A lot of lighthearted stuff on there, some not. So I guess I'll just move on to our very next song. This is Very Online Guy by Always.
You want me to
So far you've heard This Must Be the Place by Talking Heads, Very Online Guy by Always, and With David Bowie by Veruca Salt. Yeah. Don't really have immediate comments, do you?
Hello, everyone.
We
tried to make eggs this morning, and I went to put pepper on it, and I have a thing that's...
A grinder.
It's a grinder, but it's, like, built into the pepper... Anyway, I go to grind it, and I unscrew the top of it, so the entire thing of peppercorns falls onto the table, floor, and uncooked eggs.
Yes, and so I did... bite down on a peppercorn while eating eggs, but that's okay.
I did as well, but overall it was a pretty thorough cleanup job. Given the circumstances, I was just very upset about it at the time because I had delayed eating and then
because it was further. So late already because we were too lazy.
It happens. Anyway, that's the silly story of the whole thing of peppercorns falling on the floor.
Yes. Now I'm halfway through my day off. Well, I guess I have 2 days off in a row. I'm like, what am I going to do with my day? I want to get outside, do a little run or something because it's so nice out.
Get some exercise.
Exercise, yeah. I could do that. Do laundry. Also,
I got a big house chores day.
Yes. Always very fun. Speaking of fun, we're going to keep it going. Next song I've just added because I just got the evil little idea in my brain to play this song. This is Vampire Money by My Chemical Romance.
shadows on the moonlit floor, on my stars, winged creatures, gathering in silken height like the last human teachers. Once again, we must play new, even as the hours shake, crystal blood like a dream true, a ripple in the wound and wake. You believe, I believe too, that you are the river of light, who I love, that I cling to, in the belly of the empty night. From the 31st floor of the simulation swarm, where the drone of fluorescence flicker, fever fill the form, with a warm gush, now I want to touch like we never could.
We'll all flow down anyway. Well, I think you're making too
You just heard Vampire Money by My Chemical Romance, Simulation Swarm by Big Thief, and Float On by Modest Mouse. I've been listening to Float On a lot this week. It's a surprisingly uplifting Modest Mouse song, although I will say there's a lot of Modest Mouse that I have not heard.
I mean, it's kind of their sellout song.
Yeah, no, it is. Absolutely. Oh, it would play at Target while I was working at Target. So, like, I mean, that's kind of...
Okay, that's what I mean by it's the uplifting one. It's like, we're going to pivot the sound a little
bit. It is nice, though. I do like it.
It's nice.
And it's like, I especially just like the first, like, line. I don't know. Very... It's uplifting. It's nice.
It's very straightforwardly... It's nice, though.
It's a nice change from their...
It's not too cheesy.
It's not too cheesy.
It's a little cheesy, but it's not too much.
It's cheesy enough to, like, warm my heart a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nice change from I drink away the part of the day that I can't sleep away. in the chorus of another song that they've got, so...
Love Lonesome Crowded West.
Yes. Oh, man. Still always kicking myself for not going to that show, the reunion, or not reunion, the anniversary tour in December for that album.
I kind of didn't know it was happening until afterwards, I feel like.
I knew Modest Mouse was coming to town, but I was like, it's like the last week of the semester. I wanted to, like, I had finals and I wanted to, like, spend time with you and say bye to friends. So I just was like, I didn't really look into it at all. But if I had looked into it, I absolutely would have gone. So that's awesome. I'm really happy about that. I bring it up way too often. So moving on, next song is a car seat headrest song.
Woo!
Yeah!
We're back.
We are so back with We Can't Afford Your Depression Anymore.
Not in the budget.
No.
Been cut.
Starve. We can't afford your depression anymore. Every minute so You heard We Can't Afford Your Depression Anymore by Carsey Headrest, as well as Treat Her Better by Mac DeMarco. Also a last-minute pick. I haven't added a Mac DeMarco song in a while because I just don't really listen to him very much. But, yeah, good stuff here. I've got an important announcement for you from Isaac.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things getting a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoprex.org. Just trying to speed through that last bit as like the end of the commercial, and they talked about this, and then there was like three stops and a dot, and I couldn't speed through that part.
Now that I have an idea, though, I'm gonna do that next time I do a PSA, because I think that's kind of funny to just kind of like speed through it like a commercial. I'd have to like do a little practice run first, but yeah. To Peter Pickle Pepper.
Pickle Pepper, Pickle Pepper, Pickle Pepper, Pickle
Pepper. Yeah, we got
Mona Lisa.
What?
People today, it's random things for like vocal exercises.
Oh,
I'm sure
that's
there's
right.
Actual things. I was just pulling random.
I like
ones.
There's a video of Gerard Way warming up backstage, and he physically is pulling his tongue out of his mouth and going, which I think is pretty awesome. Got less than half of the show left, but don't worry, we're only one quarter of the way through our two-hour Sunday special. There's some alliteration in there. I think I might have played this one before, but, you know, Isaac's got a Beatles song, too, so I'm like, I'm going to do a Beatles song, and I'm going to do a Beatles song that I like, and is also kind of a love song, because I'm just in that vibe, sort of, at least definitely not the last few, but whatever. It's coming up. It's Sexy Sadie.
Oh, who's left. You make a wrong one and then reflect.
Nature's hand is governing.
Yeah.
People are just wondering. Bad for our people.
Yeah.
Like I make a pair.
Yeah.
I've been one before.
Yeah.
In a different chair.
I get in my mind. Go for thought I was standing right behind her. I can tell you what I want though. It's a good lesson, it feels sad. Feeling all alone, getting years of debt. Almost worked out, don't take it as a threat. Reality inked on a nice big check. Selling people are meant to stick around. In and out of life, they can let you down.
Next, something out there in a different town.
We'll be right back.
sensations. I believe that I was born with the things that I know. I want to talk like I read before I decide what to do. And I fell all over and I couldn't stand up. I can't be critical of who wants to stop such a happy day.
You just heard Sexy Sadie by the Beatles. Who Am I Going to Share All of This Wine With by The Garden. Boys Don't Cry by The Cure. Happy Day by Talking Heads. And Let's Pretend We're Bunny Rabbits by The Magnetic Fields.
Boing, boing,
boing. Boing, boing, boing.
Well, bunny rabbit.
They are very cute. This song has come on at work because I discovered that my manager has a Magnetic Fields tape. It's like a bootleg, so it's like half, not even half of the songs on that album, and then the other side is just like random alternative rock songs. But I'm a big fan of that because I was not expecting. Apparently he met some member of the band. I don't know who. She played like, oh, I forget if it was like some kind of horn or mm-hmm. like maybe it was like strings of some sort. I don't know, but he was off somewhere in the United States, and then he came across one of the members of the Magnetic Field, which I think is pretty neat. This was in like the 90s. Sounds like he's had quite some adventures in his life.
Your coworker?
My manager, yeah.
Your manager, yeah.
Charlie.
Oh, yeah, it's also funny when you refer to him as my manager when he owns the place.
Well, actually, he's a co-owner, but for some reason, he's like the big boss. Around. Yeah, well, no, it's just, you don't, like, yeah.
I know, everyone knows with Dragon Pizza, it's Charlie.
Exactly, yeah, like, he's kind of the personality of the place. Oh, can't wait to see what happens with the whole Barstool situation.
For background, for anyone not listening, the quick... Or not familiar. The quick rundown is that in his place of work, Dave Portnoy went in, and then the owner that we've been talking about, Charlie, like, got real mad at him and cussed him out and yelled at him and flipped him off. And
I think it started out. So this is what Charlie says. He's like, it started out civil, and then it turned into two grown men screaming swears at each other and insulting each other. And yeah, there's an article written about it, and we're literally just recapping the Instagram post, which I think is super lame.
That's how they usually go.
I know. Let's write an article about an Instagram post. But anyway, I got left a comment on there that like has over 100 likes, but now it has a bunch of responses from like angry little men going like, "You're so woke. You're so righteous." What does woke mean? I could have a whole radio show trying to talk about what the heck that means.
I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole.
Anyway, so that's enough out of my... I'm getting my butt out of the DJ chair.
You're moving seats. We're swapping chairs. Seats.
Yes. That's all. But I'm going to close out my show with a very silly song. There's a hint.
It's also a love song.
It's also a love song, which... It might have been given away, but it's Silly Love Songs by Wings. But
did
thank
you know
you for listening.
That's Paul McCartney's band?
Yeah, oh my God. that's Paul McCartney's band. That's the
and
one
his wife,
the one
whose
band
name I should remember.
Oh man, this is bad. This is making
quick play the song. I'm not sexist.
This is Hannah and Isaac, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And this is Silly Love Songs by Paul McCartney and his wife.
And other people.
I'd like to know, 'cause here I go.